Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Kent Graham in our operations area. The time is 3 o'clock Eastern, 2 o'clock Central Time. The latest update on Hurricane Delta, 105 mile an hour winds. Had aircraft out there dissecting this storm, all different angles going through the center to get the latest information with the drop zones and get us the pressure. Looks like the movement northwest at 13 miles an hour, pressure 966. So about 370 miles from Cameron, Louisiana. Let's look at this from a perspective of the satellite here. You can see a pretty large storm. I mean, you think about right around the center there where we have that aircraft starting to see what looks like the eye starting to appear. And you get a little cloud cover over it, some convection over it, but you do see the center of this storm. And we expect it, well, to become a little stronger before we reach landfall. So with time, overnight tonight, this afternoon, this evening, could get a little stronger with time and also expand with time. So tropical storm force winds extending out about 120, 125 miles from the center, even hurricane force winds stretching out 20, 30 miles from the center. The eye, looking at the aircraft data, about 34, 35 miles across, so bigger than what we had before. So with time, let's look at the timing here. So this right here is a point, 7 a.m. on Friday, getting really close to the coast during the afternoon hours, getting to the coastline. What we expect to happen is tomorrow afternoon into the evening hours. So as a result, you know, still could be some a little adjustments to that forecast, but either way, going to be some hurricane force winds. Large storms produce a lot of storm surge, and also you get some of these hurricane force winds inland, still a tropical storm, even over areas like Monroe, Vicksburg, and so you can see some power outages and some trees down in some of these areas. Look at the looking at the winds, the arrival of those winds. Got to wrap things up today. I mean, you got to have that plan in place. If you're told to leave, you got to go today, because by tomorrow you start seeing some of these tropical storm force winds reach the coastline. Not just that, large storms, some of that storm surge gets there early too, so you can start seeing some of those roads, those evacuation routes, could get cut off. So you really need to be taking action today, because by tomorrow, well, things are going to be start deteriorating tomorrow. Going to see some of those winds. Even Alexandria could see some of those tropical storm force, even hurricane force winds, and some of those rain bands could affect areas 50, 60 miles outside of the center. So we look at not just a coastal thing here, because look how far the hurricane warnings go inland. So encompassing Lake Charles, Cameron, all the way up to Alexandria, along portions of Interstate 49 and back over towards the portions of central Louisiana. That's all hurricane force. You can get hurricane force winds in any of those areas. So you start looking at the dangers of the storm surge, and that's one of the leading causes of fatalities historically in these tropical systems. So some of these values, it very dangerous, very life-threatening. You know, Holly Beach over to the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge, 4 to 7 foot. But look what happens further east from the Rockefeller Wildlife Refuge over to Port Fouchon. Vermilion Bay, 7 to 11 foot of storm surge. That's not including the waves. That's water up your pant leg, inundation, a very dangerous situation in a lot of these areas. And an important point, it's not just on the coast, but it's well inland. Listen to those local officials. If they tell you to leave, you got to leave. This has been the latest update on Hurricane Delta from the National Hurricane Center.